News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now is brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A 17-year-old from Coloma is dead following a two-vehicle crash early today in Hartford Township. Michigan State Police tell us it happened on Red Arrow Highway near 70th Street about 1:20 a.m. A vehicle driven by a 20-year-old Bridget Blodgett of Gobles was westbound on Red Arrow Highway when it struck an eastbound vehicle driven by 32-year-old Stephen Tate of Hartford. A passenger in Blodgett's vehicle, 17-year-old Warren Bogseth of Coloma, was killed. The police say he was wearing a seatbelt. Blodgett was treated at Lakeland Hospital in Waterville, while Tate was treated at the Lakeland Hospital in St. Joe. Neither Blodgett nor Tate had life-threatening injuries. State police tell us they believe drug use may have contributed to the crash, which remains under investigation. One man is dead following a two-vehicle crash in Allegan County last night. The Allegan County Sheriff's Department tells us it happened at the intersection of 109th Avenue and 66th Street about 9:35 p.m. Arriving sheriff's deputies found two damaged vehicles, one of which was a truck that had rolled over into a field. The driver was pinned in the truck and pronounced dead at the scene. He's been identified as 63-year-old Paul Hapke Jr. of the Pullman area. The other driver, a 20-year-old South Haven woman, told deputies that she was southbound on 66th Street when she was unable to stop for a stop sign at 109th. She then struck the pickup, which had been eastbound on 109th Avenue. The crash remains under investigation by the Allegan County Sheriff's Department. Many Michiganders cleared the Thanksgiving table early yesterday to get out to stores, and holiday shopping doesn't wait for Black Friday anymore. Many retail outlets opened last night.
Love saving money.
We're getting a couple laptops, a couple TVs, and we do it every year.
And a lot of people are having a lot of sales pre-Black Friday.
A lot of shops in Southwest Michigan also opened yesterday. The line reportedly started forming at the Best Buy early on Thursday. Consumers camped out for a shot at the big deals. Not all of them were satisfied.
We usually do this every year. We pick what store is going to have the best deal.
The 50-inch Ultra HD Smart Roku TV.
I got a battery jacket, battery boots, battery mittens.
Oh, it's crazy.
Some stores closed overnight and reopened again today for Black Friday. Retail experts predicting a boost in sales, both in the brick-and-mortar stores and online, because of the healthy economy. Meanwhile, as shoppers flood stores all over the state today, a Michigan retailer, Meijer, is having its own kind of deals. That's because their stores are open around the clock, as Meijer's Jay Mahavier told us.
We do have Black Friday controlled lines in all the stores, so we have a TV line for different TVs, you know, different lines for different hot items that day, so things can be controlled and safe. And we want to make sure that the lines that are being built are manageable for the store teams and for the customers. We really don't get a big rush that just runs in the door because we're open 24 hours.
Mahavier tells us that retailers reduced prices all week long to celebrate the start of the shopping season. Meanwhile, if you buy local instead of at a big box store, more of that money will stay in the community. In fact, it's to the tune of $68 of every $100 spent. It flows right back into the community where it's spent. It's more than double the benefit of big box stores. Many towns asking you to support local businesses tomorrow for Small Business Saturday. And there are more than just monetary benefits, says the Farmington Downtown Development Authority Director Kate Knight.
It's a chance for all of us to get out and gather and shop together, celebrate bricks and mortar, and just get ready for that holiday season by shopping locally.
Knight encourages everyone to support their local community and buy local. In St. Joseph tomorrow, downtown shops will be holding Small Business Saturday sales. There's also a downtown shops with sales in Buchanan tomorrow. Speaking of which, while you're taking part in Small Business Saturday, one place you may want to go is Buchanan. That's because the downtown area is holding a special events for White Saturday. Buchanan Downtown Development Authority's Barbara Wallace tells us the festivities are about recognizing Buchanan and having some fun.
The city of Buchanan has a number of antique stores featuring a wide range of wares from multiple countries and time periods. We have an art center, and our public library is also very busy that day with a number of family-friendly programs. We have a couple of great restaurants. We have a new brewery in town.
Wallace tells us money spent at local businesses stays right there. Also taking place as part of White Saturday's Illuminary Festival. Santa will be at the Buchanan Library starting at 11 in the a.m. tomorrow, and you can make ornaments at the art center. And the parade starts at 5:30 in the historic downtown district. And then the official Christmas tree will be lit right after. We will have a link to more information at WSJM.com. Home sales around Southwest Michigan continue to smash records in the month of October. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors tells us it was the 10th month in a row that sales were up over the same month in the previous year. The number of houses sold in October of this year was up 9%. Year-to-date, the number of houses sold increased to 5%. Meanwhile, inventory around the region dropped 12% from October of 2016. And the Realtors Association tells us inventory right now is about a six-month supply compared to 16 and a half months back in 2010 at this time. The average selling price for October of this year was also up 18% over October of last year, despite the average mortgage rate being up slightly to 4.1% from 3.9% in September. The markets remained robust. The Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors tells us a warm fall and dwindling inventory may have kept buyers motivated. And if you haven't yet made your travel plans for Christmas, Google's travel expert Latoya Drake has some advice. She says you should use Google to plan your trip.
It's good to know how long prices will be low and when the best time to buy is. If you're searching for a destination, let's say Detroit to Atlanta, you search on Google, you can set up an alert. It will email you when the price drops to as low as it's going to get. It will tell you how long the price is going to be that low. If the price goes up, it will give you that information as well.
Drake tells us Google Maps can not only tell you how to get to your destination, but about the best gas prices in that area, as well as wait times at restaurants. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Bringing you the market recap and closing stock prices of local interest for Friday, November 24. U.S. stocks closed higher on Friday, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite ending at all-time highs. All three benchmarks posted their first weekly gain in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 gained 0.2% to 2,602. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.1% to 23,557. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index gained 0.3% to 6,889. Retailers such as Macy's Incorporated and Amazon.com were in focus as the Black Friday shopping holiday kicks off. Macy's Incorporated gained 2.1%, while Amazon.com rose 2.6%. AEP finished at $76.47, down 12 cents. Apple was $174.97, up a penny. UPS was $113.15, down 62 cents. Fifth Third Bank was $28.20, down 22 cents. And Whirlpool was $167.76, up $1.12. Hilliard Lyons has provided investment and wealth management insight for every generation since 1854. Our offices are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. The UN Security Council has condemned the deadly attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula in the strongest terms and called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. The council statement called it a, quote, heinous and cowardly terrorist attack and reiterated that all acts of terrorism, quote, are criminal and unjustifiable regardless of their motivation. Meanwhile, President Trump in Florida has commented on the attack at a mosque in Egypt. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington.
President Trump is calling the attack at a crowded mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula horrible and cowardly. The president calls for defeating terrorism through military action, writing on Twitter, quote, "The world cannot tolerate terrorism. We must defeat them militarily and discredit the extremist ideology that forms the basis of their existence." At least 200 people are reported dead in the worst militant attack on civilians in Egypt's recent history. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
It is Black Friday. Time to score some holiday deals. We have more now from ABC's Aaron Katursky, who has stood at a retail corridor on New York's Upper West Side today. He told us folks were out in force.
This kind of foot traffic is exactly what the retailers want to see. People going in and out of stores, whether they're browsing or whether they're buying, getting them into the brick and mortar stores so they can entice them with deals. 30% off, 50% off, buy one, get one free. Whether they shop in a store, whether they shop online, Americans are expected to spend about $1,000 this holiday season.
Some shoppers were surprised at how little madness there was on Black Friday, though, at a Walmart in Toledo, Ohio. Shopping ads left behind from the night before littered the mostly empty parking lot this morning. Those who were out found plenty of parking spaces closer to the store than they would have most weekend mornings. Inside, less than a dozen shoppers were standing in line at a handful of the 22 cash registers that were open, according to the Associated Press. Also, for retailers, large and small, the next few weeks in general are make and or break for 2017. ABC's Jim Ryan says shoppers are taking advantage of that.
Deeply discounted TV sets, half-price toys, and smartphones that come with gift cards. They're all top of mind for consumers headed out to the mall or the big box store. The concept of Black Friday has worked so well in this country that others are giving it a try, even if they don't have Thanksgiving. After suffering their biggest drop in sales in 4.5 years, British retailers are taking a cue from their American cousins. Many are pinning their hopes on Black Friday-style discounts to get inflation-weary shoppers spending again. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Police in London standing down after reports of gunfire at the Oxford Circus subway station today. ABC's Ian Pinnell was at the scene.
We've got this long line of police officers clearing the area. I just saw, I guess, probably 5 or 6 armed officers with machine guns heading up towards Oxford Circus, but their posture didn't look aggressive. I mean, I've seen that kind of situation where it's absolutely urgent. They must get everyone out there. It looks reasonably laid back.
And tonight, you can take a look at some of the most memorable moments from Grammy history. There's a special coming, according to ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Grammy's Greatest Stories is a 2-hour special going behind the scenes of music's biggest night. And one story that gets a lot of attention is from 2009, when Rihanna and Chris Brown were no-shows because he beat her up. They had to fill that performance, so with hours to go, producers grabbed Justin Timberlake, who called Al Green.
Justin, I'm so sorry. They call me. I was in the tub.
They also grabbed Boyz II Men, and Keith Urban happened to be nearby.
Justin came in and goes, "Can you play on this song?" And I'm like, "Sure."
And it turned into Grammy magic.
And I walk off, and I walk past like Paul McCartney, and he goes, "Hey, nice solo, man."
That story and more tonight on CBS. Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.